This note in my email basket late last week, I did not get a chance to chat with anybody until today because I thought this was probably be a more appropriate day because this was pretty interesting. I first heard about this, by the way, before this email from one of our interns here, Hannah Newhouse, about over at MSUM. They have some competition where the students are, well, they're assigned a country and they go to the United Nations as the United Nations Security Council, and they sit there and chat and try to work things out on various subjects. But this time on Saturday, a truly unique situation happened. And joining us right now are two of the members of that panel, Bjorn Håkansson and also Spencer McGrew, and also Dr. Margaret Sankey, professor of political science at MSUM. And I want to welcome all three of you here. Just scoot right up to the microphones there. And I want to welcome all of you to the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Thank you.
Doctor, going to shoot the first question at you, Doctor. How long has this been going on? It seems kind of a really unique idea.
Well, Model United Nations really started in the 1950s, and high school and college teams have been assembling in groups regionally and nationally to try to promote international understanding. For the last 20 years, my colleague Andrew Conte has had a class which takes students to a regional Model UN.
Okay. And how many participate? I know that there's like, what, a couple hundred countries or something, 100 and some countries. How many participate in yours?
Well, we have at least 24 students every year. And what they try to do when they all get together is have as many countries as possible. So there might be 50 or 60 countries represented altogether.
Okay, so they may represent more than one then?
Yes. Okay. Usually you need at least 5 or 6 people per country.
Ah, very good, very good. Let's go to Spencer McGrew first. You're from Rolog?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and what's your major over there at MSUM?
Oh, well, I finished, I studied history there with Dr. Sankey, and I just finished my graduate degree at the University of North Dakota in geography, so map making.
Congratulations. You got a big time gig lined up then, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
Oh, not quite yet. I've been looking around lots of different opportunities, especially with the oil boom in Western North Dakota.
Well, good.
Digital map making is very big out there.
Good for you. What attracts you to this competition?
Oh, I enjoy the I love geography and history, so the geopolitics of everything and how there are different locations in the world that are very strategic, and people and societies have fought over these areas for a very long time. So it's really fun to sort of recreate that.
And who did you represent?
Oh, I represented the United States.
Oh, you did? Okay. Very good. Very good. And Bjorn Håkansson also joins us. And I got to be honest, Bjorn, I write like a doctor. I can't read what town I wrote down that you're from.
I'm from Little Fork, Minnesota.
Little Fork. Very good. And your major?
History and political science.
As well. Okay. Political science, I mean. And who did you represent?
I represented France.
France. Oh, man, I tell you what, this is pretty neat. So when you go in there, did they give you that, or did you have to pick what country you wanted, or were you assigned a country?
I was assigned France.
You assigned it? Okay. Does that disappoint you sometimes when that happens? I wish I would have had the U.S. like Spencer did there.
No, I like it that way. That way, it's I don't have a choice. It's this is the one you get, this is what you deal with, uh-huh. And you go.
Okay. Have you done this before, by the way, in previous years?
This is my first time, actually.
First time? I forgot to ask Spencer. First time for you?
I've done this 2 years prior to this.
Okay. Doctor, let me ask you. We haven't even mentioned the topic yet, but trust me, folks, it relates to Halloween. What have some of the topics been in previous years?
Well, I should clarify, usually people go to one of these conferences. And in fact, the thing that we did on Saturday is fundraising to go to Chicago in late November for one of these big meetings. What we did on Saturday was to pressurize a multi-day, multi-country sort of thing down into the Security Council in one five-hour meeting. And this is the first time we've done this on the MSUM campus.
Okay. Okay, so the first time here.
Yes.
Okay. Where have some of the others been again?
Well, it's kind of traditional for people to do this, usually on a historical thing, the Cuban Missile Crisis or the Berlin Wall or some hypothetical situation.
Okay.
And so I know some of my other colleagues who do this have done this with smaller groups.
Well, let me tell you, you can't get more hypothetical than this one past Saturday. All right, Spencer, tell us what happened. What was going on in the world that the UN Security Council was called to order?
Well, basically what happened was a separatist group in Central Asia, basically, had an attack that went wrong, and the smoke cloud drifted over a toxic waste site, and in the ooze that combined, zombies emerged.
When you heard this, Bjorn, did you say, oh my God, what are we going to do with this? Or did you know this going in that it was going to be zombies?
Knew it was going to be zombies going in. Just exactly how they came to be was a bit of a shock.
I'm going to ask you to squeak just a little closer to the mic.
Sure.
So it was a surprise to you. I mean, I don't even know where they come from, supposedly. Is that where they do come from, a toxic...
Well, we had to come up with something plausible. Zombies, historically, they think it goes back to sort of voodoo or some kind of control using plants. But this, we had to come up with something where we could involve a lot of countries, where we could make it into a geopolitical problem that would very quickly become dangerous worldwide. So why would the UN Security Council want to try to intervene?
And you had... Did you say an epidemiologist come in?
Yes. I had two wonderful friends and colleagues. Shireen Almaty from the biology department helped me out. And then James Glynn, who is an emergency management student at NDSU, helped with how could I make this realistic? And they were very good sports about it.
So you were under time constraints on when you guys had to decide to get something done.
Yes. James actually did the math. And looked at how, with a rate of infection, how quickly would you reach a situation where it would be almost impossible to control. So having had it happen 18 hours before our game started, they really were under the clock.
Well, listen, we're going to take a break. Bjorn and Spencer, I want you to think here for just a couple of moments, because I want to ask you guys to maybe do a little chit-chat back and forth like you would have been at the council. Just to give the folks a little example of what you guys did, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Harris Happening here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
All down the street, they're standing in line with white lipstick and one thing on their mind. Hey, little freak with the lunch pail purse underneath the paint. You're just a little girl.
All right, little Tom Petty helping us out here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Dr. Margaret Sankey of MSUM, Professor of Political Science, along with Spencer McGrew and also Bjorn Håkonsson. And we're saving the country. We're saving the world from zombies. All right, it has been called to order, the UN, the United Nations National Council. All right, you guys, let's go at it. Spencer, you represented the United States. Bjorn, France. Let's get a couple of minutes of, if you can do a couple of minutes, but give us an example of what people would have heard during that time of national disaster.
Sure, Bob. America's interests in the region are vast, a lot of mineral wealth and resources, and also it's really a crossroads in China and Central Asia. So the United States had a very compelling reason to be involved. On the domestic front, we had the CDC. We mentioned my friend James Glenn, who was working with the epidemiology, making sure, trying to quarantine the spread of the zombies. People had been traveling to China. They'd arrive back at Atlanta at the airport, and they're going to the Cinnabon. How do you stop the spread? So airports had to be shut down, flights suspended. It was very suspenseful. People's travel plans were disrupted. It was very difficult. There was a lot of tension.
Bjorn, what did France do?
France was more centralized. We didn't really care that much about the Middle East as the United States did. We were more focused with France itself and a little bit on our North African colonies. What we ended up doing was we recalled all our assets back to the homeland, France, and anyone that tried to get in was stopped. We did not want any involvement with the outside world.
So you make that decision right there, and... the other countries, did they go along with this then?
Not necessarily. The United States and China and many other countries in Asia have opposing interests. So the policies that the United States took may have actually antagonized other countries and their policies likewise to ours. So it creates a lot of tension. When we decided that this was our plan, there was some resistance.
You know, some countries aren't real crazy about France here, Bjorn. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yes, I know. That's why I kind of like them. I like the underdog.
Do you go in there scripted then? If you knew the subject, do you go in there scripted?
No scripts.
No scripts?
No scripts.
So how soon before the competition or the... Is it competition? Is that the proper term?
Well, it's very competitive in terms of if you don't do a good job, your peers will shoot you down. But it's more very self-motivated in this case.
How soon did you know as zombies before you went in to this meeting?
For me personally, I arrived a little late. I actually arrived an hour late, so I became aware of the situation. Right,
so you
there.
Didn't know it was zombie until you got there?
No.
How about you, Bjorn?
As it escalated, it kind of more developed into the zombie aspect. So at first did not know, and then kind of just like, what is going on?
Did you? By the way, do you guys ever watch The Walking Dead or Night of the Living Dead?
I have.
Or,
yes, I love. I love the Night of the Living Dead.
Okay. How about you? I'm sorry, Bjorn.
Walking Dead. I haven't seen Night of the Living Dead yet.
Oh, a classic movie. There's only been about, what, seven of them? But and they're all great zombie flicks. So what did this United Nations Council do? Did we send them, are we doing economic sanctions against the zombies? What are we doing here?
Well, the United States...
See, the doctor is laughing right now. You can't see this when I said that. Okay.
we had an interesting conclusion that may have more reflected a real life than it would lead on. The United States worked with China to quarantine the zombies. We developed a cure with samples of the virus taken from people that was researched at Area 51, where we developed the cure, and then we used the cure to negotiate favorable treaties that everyone would benefit from, and the zombies were not stopped, but they were slowed. Okay. Buying more time.
I was going to say, did you were you able to stop it? Did they get in?
Well, they didn't get in. There were some outbreaks in London and England, but we stopped it by cutting off all ties with them. The English Channel was blockaded, and the underground tunnel was destroyed.
You blew it up?
Yeah, oh, we blew man. It up.
You French people, I tell you. So the world is saved then?
For now.
For now.
For now. Oh, so there may be a zombie part two.
Oh, yes.
How did you feel about this, though, by the way? I mean, I know this will never happen, obviously, but did this give you a good idea what the UN does?
Oh, I think so. The UN has to work under a lot of pressure. Time constraints are a very real thing. And you realize, even in this very small group, and we're all friends, when you take these differing positions, it takes a lot of compromise to get to the middle, and it's not always easy.
Okay. You may want to compromise, Bjorn, but you're from France. You got to take their position. I mean, was that difficult to do?
It was quite difficult, yes. It's really hard to think, you know, since we are American, we can't really picture what their nationality would be like or what situations they would be in. But for them, it's France for France, whereas we were more... We want to get this so we can do this. They just want to stay themselves.
Well, this had to have been extremely interesting, and I know there's a lot of zombie fans out there. Dr. Tsanky, before I let you go here, what's next for this group? You mentioned there's competition coming up. Where is that going to be at?
Well, in late November, we'll be traveling to Chicago for 4 days, and they'll be representing Germany, so just one country with the group I'm taking.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully they'll be dealing with more real-world applications, not zombies.
And what is there a prize, or what happens?
Well, delegates at the meeting vote for the people they think have performed the best, people who represented the policies the best. But those are really kind of limited things. I think everybody, they'll talk about it all the way home. They meet people that they're friends with years afterwards. So the prizes here are much less the tangible things. They're the intangible things.
But as you mentioned this past Saturday, it was a fundraiser.
Absolutely. Money is always important. We have to go to Chicago. We need to pay for things while we're there. And so this was a really fun way to raise the profile of this and raise some money as well.
Okay. Now, I forgot to ask, Doctor, do you watch The Walking Dead?
I do. Absolutely.
Well, listen, I want to thank the three of you for joining us. Once again, Dr. Margaret Sankey, and also Spencer McGrew, and also Bjorn Håkansson, talking a little bit about the big UN Security Council zombie apocalypse meeting from last Saturday. I just had to get you guys in here because I knew that was going to be a lot of fun, especially on Halloween. So thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO.
Thank you.